All right, folks, here we go. Another Sunday, but this Sunday's different because even though there is a football game, the Pro Bowl, nobody really cares about the score or whatever. Obviously, if you watch it, you watch it. If you don't, oh well. But next Sunday's the big day, Super Sunday, the Super Bowl, the 56 edition in the suburban LA in Inglewood, where the Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals will go at it. But we still have some work and stuff. We still have a few shows left in this season, so we got to get to it. Obviously, we've been previewing this for several, we've been telling y'all this for several weeks. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, no Kwame today. Kwame is not on today, but he will be on for our year in review show later this week. But to the business in hand, the Eagles 2021 season was exciting, interesting, and it gives us a glimpse of the future. Unlike last year, where we went to the unknown with the loss of Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson. But obviously, they have moved on and gotten other jobs. So the season in hand has been well for Nick Sirianni and obviously Jalen Hurts and the success that they had this year. But we all know that we're going into this offseason. And even though the offseason has already started for several teams, the official beginning starts the day after the Super Bowl when we are officially in the offseason for all 32 teams. But obviously for the Eagles, what are they going to do? What are they going to do to improve this team? Who could be their potential draft picks? So let's get to it.
Yeah, man, we'll be talking about the Super Bowl coming up in the next couple shows, but there's always one of my favorite calls that we do every year, man. This one in the pre-draft call, you know, when we get to put on our Howie Roseman hats and try to get in his mind and see if we can come up with what we think they might do. It's always, as Eagles fans, you know, we get disappointed a lot more often than not during the season. But this is always this one in the draft call that we do. You know, it's always a chance for us to look forward to the future of the team with hope and anticipation and see what happens. But, you know, for a little while, we actually have hope.
Yep. It always hope. I mean, you go into the offseason, you're basically at a level playing field once you get in there. But once you get to the draft.
The Eagles, too, by the way, this offseason. This is going to be an exciting offseason for the Eagles in particular because as it stands right now, they have about $24 million in cap space. I expect that number to go up to around $40 million because we know Howie likes to play around with deals and free up some more space, which I'm sure he'll do again. And the obvious, we also have 3 first-round draft picks. So there's a lot of excitement this offseason for the Eagles.
Yeah, there is a lot of excitement. But remember, it is Howie Roseman. Now, Howie Roseman obviously has done good things. He is a former executive of the year, obviously. But the problem is, his history of drafts have been pretty sour than sweet. And obviously, when it comes to drafting the right players, this year might be the most critical of any because very rarely do you get not just one first-rounder, not 2 first-rounders, but 3 first-rounders, which means you can pretty much control what you want. Now, unfortunately, you know, in theory, the Eagles obviously did better than we all expected. And the teams that they traded for to get their first-round picks, Indianapolis and Miami, were also decent enough to be contenders as well. So we're not going to get none of them are top 10s. And the best is 15, 16, and 19. But obviously, at the end of the day, you know, there's still value. There's going to be value there. And obviously, we'll see what happens when we get to April.
Yeah. Well, one thing with Howie Roseman, I've made this case in the past. I mean, his drafts he's not necessarily as bad as people make him out to be in terms of drafting. But his drafts are hit or miss. You know, either hits a home run or he whiffs big time, you know. 2017 season, which, by the way, you know, again, a lot of these, I'm going to be doing my mock off season. Some of these these mock off seasons I put together. I've been like spot on with the players that we signed, the draft picks we made. I remember the 2017 season. In our pre-draft show, the mock draft I gave you was literally Derek Barnett, Sidney Jones, Rasul Douglas, and on day three I named some guys I thought we'd be interested in, which was specifically Mac Hollins, Sheldon Gibson, and Elijah Qualls. You know, pulled Elijah Qualls from the sixth, seventh round. I forget what round we drafted him in. But, you know, he was the guy that I was projecting I thought the Eagles would be interested in, too. So, you know, some of these I've actually hit home runs with what I think Howie will do. But getting back to Howie, you know, some of them have been misses. But he's also had some really good drafts, too, that people don't want to give him credit for. You know, the 2018 season, we just extended just about everybody from that draft, you know? Avante Maddox, who else did we get that year? I think we got Josh Sweat that year. Yeah, Josh Sweat. Jordan Mailata, you know, he had a home run. I think last year he had a home run, too. So this is going to be key for him. He can't have a bad draft this year, that's for sure.
Not with three first-round picks. Now, obviously, there's still that outside guarantee. There's a possibility that we don't use all three of them, and some of them may be dealt in other trades to get some things. And that's what we'll also get to here throughout this episode. So, continue.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. There's obviously going to be some question marks around what they're going to do at quarterback. If they really, they've come out publicly in support of Jalen Hurts for next year. But behind the scenes, you know, there have been reports that they've already once again contacted the Texans about possibly Deshaun Watson. There's rumors about Russell Wilson. You know, there's a number of quarterbacks on the trade block. I think the Eagles are probably going to at least inquire about them. There's also the possibility that we go quarterback with one of these picks in the draft. You know, we just had the Senior Bowl yesterday. Howie, in the Senior Bowl practices, Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie were there, which tells you something because they don't necessarily go to the Senior Bowl every year, those two, especially Lurie, but Roseman too. They don't necessarily go every year, but if they're going, that's because it's not because they're looking to scout an offensive lineman, you know? They're going there because they're scouting those. There were five quarterbacks in the Senior Bowl this year that could potentially be first or early second round picks, I should say. So their actions are a little bit different than their words right now.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, obviously the Senior Bowl is one of the most important evaluations before the draft, and obviously, like I said, the quarterback class this year isn't as great as last year's. So, I mean, we've already talked about Kenny Pickett on here, and obviously he's got a lot of talent and a lot of upside, but there's still a lot of work to be done for him to be a perennial Pro Bowler and contender, you know, year in, year out. I mean, you look at Joe Burrow, he's just finishing up his second season going to the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, when it comes to someone like Kenny Pickett, the talent is there, but I can't see him jumping from where he's at to the Super Bowl in 2 years, like Burrow. You know, a lot of these quarterbacks, Spencer Ritter and some of these others, there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of trials and tribulations for them to go through before they consider themselves franchise quarterbacks.
There are definitely question marks around each of the guys. Each of them have their own qualities that make them potential franchise quarterbacks. Like you said, Kenny Pickett, just all around, he is a really good quarterback. And when I watched the couple of kick games that I sat down and watched this year, every game I came away with, I was like, wow, this guy does look good, you know. Malik Willis, who is the talk of the town right now because he showed off his talents there at the Senior Bowl. I mean, he's got his own thing. He's got the huge arm. He's got great running ability. He's got to progress as a quarterback. Desmond Ritter, you know, he's got to progress as a quarterback. He's got talent, but he could be good, but I think I see him more as like a bottom-tier starter, high-end backup type. But he's got potential. I hate Sam Howell. I've never liked him. I said it last year before the even college football season. He was considered like one of the potential number one pick. I'm not a big fan of him, and you know, he's got, some people like him. And then my favorite guy, the guy when we did our show in the middle of the season, and I gave you a rundown of the quarterbacks, and I made my endorsement for one, as a guy that I think is going to be a star in the NFL, is Carson Strong from Nevada. He's not his question mark though is he's not very athletic. You know, he's got functional mobility inside the pocket, but he's no threat to run the ball. And he also had a knee injury in high school that, you know, people in the media at least talk about as if it's like it's still a thing, but he hasn't shown any effects from it. But it's still something that's going to be a question mark about him going forward in the draft process.
Well, one thing is for sure, if the Eagles are interested, and I'm not saying that they're not, if Howie and Jeffrey are interested in drafting any of these five you just mentioned, I don't think they're going to draft Kenny Pickett. I think he'll be off the board before they even get to 15. But a guy like Spencer Ritter or any of these other guys, that should be good news for Jalen in theory, because I think he's going to get the start. Now, obviously, you're going to come into these veteran quarterbacks coming up here. If that's the case, then that could be troublesome for Jalen Hurts if they go after an experienced quarterback, which is also very possible over the next several weeks. But if you're going to draft one, especially, I would assume, in the second round. I mean, I'm not saying that they won't think about you spending one of those first rounders on one of them. But like I said, these quarterbacks have to impress over the next several weeks. Now, obviously, the combine is coming back this year. There was no combine, obviously, because of the pandemic last year. But it is coming back. It's going to be a different deal this year. It's going to be more prime time than it ever has in the past. They're putting the combine on TV prime time this time, so more people will get to see these prospects go at it and learn their craft and impress general managers, scouts, and obviously head coaches and potentially owners in their evaluation, in their ways to get towards April's draft and see if they're get their opportunities.
Yeah. Well, one thing with Kenny Pickett though is he's not going to be there at 15, but with Malik Willis bursting on the scene this last week, I think Willis is going to end up being the first quarterback taken. And there's a good chance that you're not going to get a quarterback probably in the first five picks, which means that once you get down closer to 10, there's still going to be one of those two available, possibly both. And then the question becomes, if we get to, like, say, pick 9, pick 10, and Kenny Pickett's there, is Howie Roseman looking to pull off a trade, you know, and maybe number 15 and a second rounder move up a few spots? You know, we were picking 12 last year when Devontae Smith was there at number 9. It cost us a third to move up to get him, but it was just a third-round pick. So maybe to move up from 15 to 9, it cost a second-rounder. You know, that's a possibility, too. So I wouldn't completely rule him out of the equation yet.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens because, like I said, I mean, obviously when it comes to the backup quarterback or any quarterback, like I said, they have to be careful because, like I said, Jalen Hurts did impress, and there's still room for him to improve. But like I said, you can't mess with his mindset. You can't mess with anything that's going on because they did the same thing with Carson Wentz, ironically, in 2020 when they did draft Hurts in the second round, and for a guy who lacks confidence or struggles with it, like Wentz, it absolutely ended his Eagles run. No matter whatever happened, and you can see how much the season took out of us because of the Hurts draft pick, which was stunning at the time. Hopefully they don't repeat that in an invariable way again to screw over Hurts the same way they almost screwed over Wentz.
Yeah, well, there's still question marks about Hurts. He played great in the second half of the season, but you know, especially in the playoff game, once he actually went up against a good team, those question marks came out again. So, I mean, he's not like the necessarily a lock to be the guy for the next 10 years. Carson Wentz, you know, he's just a soft pussy, man. he is what he is. He's just soft. And a second-round pick on a quarterback should not scare you if you actually have confidence in. Jalen Hurts is not Carson Wentz. You know, he's a guy, despite his limitations size wise, and currently as a pocket passer, you know, he's a guy that's got a great attitude, great work ethic, tough minded. I think he'd actually thrive with some competition at the position around him. So I do think that we're going to be bringing in a quarterback in this draft. It depends on where. But I think it'll actually help Hurts a little bit. And, you know, when we at some point in this call, I'm going to give you my mock off season, which is going to include the Eagles free agents, includes free agents I think the Eagles should sign, and a quick mock draft. And I think overall, I found a way to add a bunch of talent at all over this team, but also add a bunch of talent at quarterback while still giving Jalen Hurts first crack to show that he's the guy.
Well, like I said, one thing Hurts has over Wentz is playoff experience. Wentz only played three snaps, and you know, Hurts got a whole game. So I mean, right there, he already shown his postseason prowess more than Wentz did in 5 years here. So
yeah,
and the Eagles won a Super Bowl and made the playoffs two other times during his era. So tells you that just tells you where the confidence and all that goes. But this is not about Wentz. He's not part of the Eagles. He's been gone. Obviously, this week, Doug Peterson is back in the NFL with the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll talk about him on a future episode. But obviously, let's get into the offseason of what the Eagles will do, because it's not just the quarterback position that's up in the air. Every position on this franchise is up in the air. You know, the wide receiver position, obviously. Who will be the number two to Devontae Smith? Because it's obvious that Jalen Reagor is not working out from what we've seen so far. And obviously, we know that they're going to go after a receiver, whether it's in the first round or the second round. But obviously, defensively, there's also a lot of discussions, you know, according to, you know, like I said, safety, maybe another corner, you know, a DN. Obviously, there's going to be some changes. So, you know, I'm sure you have some notes on that. So go ahead to that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, this offseason, there's got to be a theme this offseason. We got to fix the issues that have been plaguing this team for a long time, specifically wide receiver. You know, last offseason was a start towards fixing some of these issues, especially wide receiver with bringing in Devontae Smith. At receiver, though, after Devontae Smith, we still have, at best, question marks. Quez Watkins has shown some talent. I'd like to see some more of him. Obviously, he's got great speed. I don't think he's ever going to be like a high-volume guy, but he could be like a Mecole Hardman, you know, like the guy that you put on the field and he scares that defense with his speed, and he makes some big plays here and there. And outside of him, there's obviously the Jalen Reagor pick, who, you know, he's at this point a complete bust, but I think that you got to at least bring him back for year three. But we need to get a legit number two outside receiver, and then let, say, Reagor and Quez compete for the starting slot receiver position. But, yeah, there's a number of receivers that could be available in free agency. We'll see. The number one guy is Devontae Adams, but he's looking for an insane amount of money. I wouldn't go that route. But then you got, like, Allen Robinson, Mike Williams, a couple other guys. Those would be great options. Like, if you could bring in Allen Robinson to play opposite Devontae Smith, all of a sudden this receiving staff is looking pretty good. And then the other two positions that have been plaguing this team for a while is linebacker. We need to get that right. And quarterback, you know. And last year, just like receiver, last year was a start. Darius Slay came up and was an all-pro caliber player. Steven Nelson actually played pretty well overall as the number two cornerback. And Avante Maddox moved back to the slot. He was a great, got an extension. So we got To me, I think we got to upgrade at the number two cornerback position from Steven Nelson. I think we need to get a young guy in here that has superstar potential. Zach McPherson, in this last offseason, or last draft, we drafted him. He showed some potential, but you can't rely on him to just come in and be the number two. I think maybe in the future, when we move on from Darius Slay, maybe he can step into the number two role, but we need a future replacement for Slay, and we need a star. So we need to get that. And then, obviously, defensive end, we got some issues there. Defensive line in general, we're getting old. And center, we got to worry about Jason Kelce potentially retiring, and that could cause a big hole there at center. Now, Landon Dickerson, he was drafted. He could slide right into that role and play great, but I don't know. I like him at left guard there. Him and Mailata on the left side is just a beastly duo there. I'd like to see somebody else playing center.
Like I said, I mean, if you look at we'll start with the defense here. I mean, like I said, the Steven Nelson, I remember last offseason you really wanted him, and he took his time, and then the Eagles obviously evaluated him, brought him in, and then they signed him, which was the great thing. So you got absolutely right, and it was such a great move because Darius Slay is one of the elite corners in this league. We already knew that before, but he didn't have a wingman when he was here in 2020. But bringing in Steven Nelson obviously improved his wealth, and Darius had an awesome year in 2021. Obviously, yeah. Steven Nelson, you know, he's not a long time work. I mean, we don't even know if he'll be back next year. So obviously, you have to invest in another corner. But we'd be talking about that all the time. You know, Avante Maddox had a very solid year, like you said. You know, but he's a slot corner, so of course, I mean, he got paid big contracts, so. You know, he'll be here in Philly for a few years, at least for the next 3 years at least. And like I said, safety, still there's still some question marks there at safety. I mean, Rodney McLeod's not gonna play forever, so they're gonna have to invest in another one for that. And then you look at DN, I mean, that's really where the question is. Did Fletcher Cox return with his contract? You know, Brandon Graham is coming off of an injury. Is he going to be, is he going to be still the same? You know, so there, you know, there's a lot of question marks. And don't get me started with linebacker. This has been a problem for 20 years. You know, even going back to the Reed era. You know, they don't value, for whatever reason, Lurie and Roseman do not value the linebacker position. And even though TJ Edwards did a good job, you know, and the other guy, 49, Singleton, he did well at times. They're not, those guys are not elite. You know, they're mostly backups that are starting. And, of course, when we watch them play this year, they get dominated by better talent. So, like I said, if you don't draft I'm sure they'll try to go defensively in the first two of their first three picks. If they don't want to invest in a linebacker, then why you invest in getting three picks, you know, three first rounders, because the linebacker position is very, very, very important, and the Eagles have always undermined it for years, you know, to the point where, you know, they get someone, what's his name, that's in Arizona, you know, Jordan Hicks, and he was awesome, you know, when he's healthy and he was here, man, this guy's he has all the tools to be premier, and then they let him go, you know. To me, you have to, you can't just disregard the linebacker position, you know, because, you know, you want to be a hell of a defense. You want to be one of the best defenses in football, and you have the possibility. You have a lot of tools there that you could be at least, you know, they were on paper, I mean, on by stats, a top 10 defense, but I didn't think they were a top 10 defense this year. I think they were just maybe like between 11 and 15, but like I said, I mean, you guys have to make some moves and make some proper moves, but there is a lot of questions to be answered at many positions. DN, linebacker, you know, a safety, maybe another corner. I mean, there's still a lot of work to be done. I mean, you know, like I said, the Eagles were a product of their schedule. They play a lot of crappy teams. Now, next year's schedule may not be as difficult as last year's, but still, you know, it's still going to be tough, and You gotta get guys to stop these youngsters in here. And obviously, I know that this year, this past off season was the nucleus of being a younger team. And like I said, we got better at being younger, but we have to continue that stretch. I mean, we gotta keep our veterans, but we gotta get even more younger guys and all of them to be on the same page, which will obviously help there. Because if you look at Cincinnati, they're in the Super Bowl and they're very young. There's a lot of youth on that Bengals team, and they could be very good for a very long time if they're coached well, and obviously Joe Burrow stays healthy.
Yeah, that was a good mention too about the safety position, because that's also a question mark. I didn't mention that, but you know, Anthony Harris we brought in on a 1-year deal last year. He's a free agent. Rodney McLeod's a free agent. They're both old. They're both on the downside of their career, and I think it's time to move on from both of them, which leaves two starting safety positions that need to be filled. You look at what we currently have on the roster at safety, but outside of those two, Marcus Epps actually showed a lot of potential last year. I think he earned a chance to at least compete for a starting job as like the in-the-box type of safety position. He's not a center fielder, but sort of in the box, he could be something. And then Kayvon Wallace is a guy we drafted 2 years ago in the fourth round. He's got potential, but he's been injured a lot these first 2 years, and he's more of an in-the-box safety, too. So, I mean, I'd like to see the Eagles bring in a star free safety to play the center field and let those two guys compete for our starting position in the box and, you know, maybe draft somebody on, say, day three that can play safety as well and go from there. But that's a big question mark. And overall, though, like you said, linebacker's been a mess for years. I still don't think we're going to go linebacker in the first round, but this draft is loaded on every position on defense. You know, in the first three rounds, there are stars left and right on the defensive side of the ball. So even if we don't draft a linebacker with one of those first three picks, we still have picks in the second and third round. And with my mock draft, we might have some more. Yes, we could end up getting a star linebacker in the second or third round, just like we did when we got Jordan Hicks, and just like we did when we got Jeremiah Trotter in the third round back in the day. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a first rounder, but we got to hit a home run, and there's no question about it. You know, Davion Taylor has some talent. He actually looked like he improved, at least in training camp last year. You know, he started to develop, and he just was injured all the year last year. So I think he still has to have a chance to show himself, but at the same time, you can't rely on that. I think we need to get even if we just get one linebacker, it needs to be a star, and then let those other guys battle it out for the other starting linebacker position.
Yeah, and like I said, you talked about the O-line, and obviously, you know, Barrett Brooks announced his retirement recently. You know, Sam Malu's coming off of injury. We don't know, you know, he's been injury the last 2 years, so we don't know how much left he has left in the tank. And then obviously is Jason Kelce is the end near for him. I mean, he's starting to show glimpse. Something tells me he might come back for one more year from what I'm hearing, but who knows. Landon Dickerson was obviously a slam dunk draft pick, and he's very versatile. He can play almost any position, but like you said, you know, you don't want him as your center, and that's something you have to think about. Now, obviously, Jason Kelce was a late draft pick in a very bad draft, 2011. But he was obviously a diamond in the rough that could be a future Hall of Famer. Obviously, you don't have to worry about that if you're looking at it in the first round, looking at replacing him. Because if you're going to draft a center in the first round, then obviously you have that look of, well, we're going to probably start to move on from you. But I think that should be, you know, they should wait till at least the fourth round or the third round, start thinking about replacing Jason Kelce. I mean, like I said, I mean, obviously Mailata's done a great job. He's done a great job. Like I said, Andre Dillard, even though he's now basically a backup, I would still want to keep him around. I mean, obviously the Eagles were smart enough to keep him around, and he played in a couple of games that he got hurt. And he didn't play terrible, but like I said, the value is still there. You know, you're looking at value mostly and anything. You already know about that. So, to me, Yeah, like I said, the O-line, you would probably get another, you know, try to get somebody, you know, maybe another, you know, somebody next to Kelsey or something like that, you know, somebody on the right side potentially. So, I mean, but we can wait. We can wait on that. That shouldn't be our number one option come April. But obviously, as we look into it, I mean, you're looking at free agents. You already talked about some receivers, like, say, Allen Robinson would obviously fit the Eagles. He would fit them very well. He could be that Steven Nelson role, and that would make Devontae Smith one of the elite receivers in this league. It's already, like I said, mentioning Cincinnati, Jamar Chase is already at that level already. So, to me, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, what tools they're going to do in the offseason, what tools they're going to, you know, come up with.
Yeah, well, in terms of the center position and offensive line in general, I actually have a different take on that than you. I think we need to get one in the first or second round, an offensive lineman, whether it's center or guard. You know, if they really want to move Landon Dickerson to center, they have to replace him at left guard, and I'm not relying on Isaac Seumalo. You know, he's getting old. He's been injured a lot the last couple of years. That leaves a hole there at left guard. If you want to leave him at left guard, Dickerson, you need, you know, we got a hole at center if Kelsey decides to retire. And even if not, I'd still like to have somebody waiting in the wings. And, you know, we do have three first-round picks, so we do have the ability to use one of those picks on a potential future superstar as opposed to a guy that just is, that we expect to come in this second and be great, you know. And let's face it, man, you can't always rely on just all rookies. Yeah, I got a different take. I think I would be, when I'm looking at those picks at 15, 16, 19, one of those picks I would be looking at center, Tyler Linderbaum from Iowa. This guy is ridiculous, man. This guy might be, when you look at his scouting report and you look at